Blog Talk Radio.
What's your story? What do you believe? What are you willing for others to see? Are you hiding behind some false idea? The time has come to change your thinking and find your mission as you persevere and build a team with a cause that's clear. Challenge yourself and
good afternoon and welcome to the What is Success Show. This is one of your hosts, V.S. Grenier, along with Marcia Casper Cook. And we do the show about every other Friday to kind of share marketing and publishing and writing tips with those of you that are out there. This is a discussion-based show, so we always invite you to post a question in our chat room or to call into the show. The number to call is 714-242-5259. Again, it's 714-242-5259. And today is March 23rd, and it is 1 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. And so we welcome you for listening to the show. Good morning, Marcia, or afternoon.
Hi,
really,
how
for
are you?
You?
Well, it's 12. It's 12. You can go either way. It's fine. Hi.
So did you want to share about some, because you just had a show yesterday.
Yes.
That was a really great show. So you
yes.
probably share about that so those who, you know, listening today can go and listen to that show on demand, because that
yeah,
was a great topic.
Yeah, it's kids are, you know, courageous kids, and it's a couple, Matthew and Danielle Drake, and what they did is they decided to do books for children that are based with the family base. So if a child has a cancer or that, now they're opened it up to a lot of illnesses, you know, severe illnesses and things like that. And they write the book specifically for the child and the family. The family gives information, and it's kind of like they try to do hero books, and it's a very good idea because the kids, you know, love it, and it's about their family. And it's called, you know, Courageous Kids, and it's on my website, which is Michigan Avenue Media, and I'll leave it there, you know, the link for yesterday's show, and it's also on World of Ink on our show for yesterday, and it was really, you know, it's a really nice thing they're doing, and all the proceeds go, except for the cost of the book, which is a creative space book, it's an anthology that they have now for people to buy beside the projects that they do, and all of that money, the $8, I think it is, straight goes right to cancers, you know, and Stand Up for Cancer and children with cancer. And they've opened it up because, you know, one of the things he said, which was really interesting, is that a lot of parents are calling and then saying, is my child eligible? And they feel so, that's horrible, you know. So they're opening it up to a lot of people now that, you know, have sick children. Because, I mean, how can you decide which one should get the book and which one shouldn't? So they need writers. You know, and for you know, and they have editors and writers, and the books are coming out really cute, and the kids are just enjoying the books a lot, and they feel special. So that's a good thing. And they're also on, you know, the books for children with hospitals. They're also there because that's the other program with Willow Cross that we're doing, sending books to hospitals. Nothing to do with us. It goes directly to the hospital. There's a hospital in Indiana, Riley Children's, now that has wanted to go on the program. The Arkansas Children's Hospital, that one, we've sent so many books. They said, okay, that's it for a while. And they've got some iPads plus regular, you know, paperback books. And that is a very big success with the kids. And there's no money change with any of us. So just go straight to the hospital. So those are the two things. And, yeah, it was really good, very good yesterday.
Great, great cause. And
yeah, really, it is.
It's
there's so many kids that have cancer now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and born with cancer. Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's
really becoming a problem.
Yeah. So that's, you know, so that was a good thing they were on the show. And the reason they were on the show now is because they were supposed to come out in April, but their book, the anthology, came out. And so that's why. And it can't be bought at Amazon, just at Creative Space. So the link is on the site. Yeah. Amazon, yeah. It's just on Creative Space.
Okay.
That's it.
Great.
So that was it. And that was, you know, right. And I have a show tomorrow, actually, I should say, before I forget. I'm on J.D. Holiday has a show, and it's at 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern, and it's a children's story. You know, I'll be reading Snack Attack, and she's had people just reading the stories for kids. So there's a link also on the site. So that's all the news I have right now.
Yeah, my only news is, let's see, I'm sick again. Oh, and my sister was rushed to the hospital today to, well, not that. No. She's pregnant.
Okay.
She's pregnant.
Oh, okay. Well,
so it seems thing. Like I may be an aunt soon. It will be my first time being an aunt. So,
that's exciting. Will she have
that
time?
Is
this her due date? Is this her due date?
She's actually almost a week past her due date.
Oh, well, then she's ready.
So,
she's ready to go.
Yeah, and she's really tiny because she takes after my stepmom. So, because I always tell people, I mean, of course, now I consider myself fat because I am, but but when I was younger, like her, you know, I was always more of like the curvy hourglass kind of shape. She is definitely like a size zero, tiny, you know, 5 foot petite girl. So her going a week over, I mean, she just, So I'm glad that. They were thinking about inducing. But, yeah, so it looks like I'm going to be an aunt soon.
That's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
And
so my
brother-in-law
ran
all
a red
books. Look at
well, my brother-in-law ran a red light because he was so excited to get her to the hospital.
Yep.
And he texted me saying, I ran a red light. I don't know what I was thinking. And here are all these cars coming at me. He's like, we're so lucky we weren't hit.
It's true, though. That happens, though. You're so nervous. You know, the guy.
Yeah,
nervous,
first-time
you know.
Dad.
Yeah. Even my husband, who's like, you know, with cars, he cares so much about the cars, he left the keys in the car and put me in the car. That's a
my husband forgot the car seat for the baby, so he had to go back to the house after I was done delivering to go get the car seat, so when he brought us home, we could put the baby in the car. It's amazing the things that, you know, first-time dads don't think about. They're just like, so like, oh, my gosh, get her there, get her there. So,
I know, just get her there, right, I know.
Yeah,
get
so that's the only news I have. And our next issue of Stories for Children magazine will be releasing in April, so our spring issue will be out soon in
a
few weeks.
It's such a great magazine. I, you know, I still want to have, you know, a whole group of them on. We're going to try to do this, right? Right?
Yes.
I've been asking for
thinking,
2 years.
I'm thinking May will probably be a good time because,
okay,
you know, we won't have Easter and Passover and spring breaks, and it'll be slowing down a little bit. Less holidays, I guess, to deal with.
Yeah, there's a lot of holidays, right.
Yeah, so. But let's get to our show. So we are going to be talking today. We actually have Joanne with us who's going to you know, help share some insights since she's starting to get more into this. But a lot of authors are starting to look at, instead of having blogs and newsletters and websites and, of course, you know, having our social stamp out there on, like, Facebook, LinkedIn, that kind of, you know, Twitter kind of marketing, authors are starting to get into apps and other type of digital marketing, which has been around for a while but not something that a lot of us have been jumping on.
And
as
it's affordable.
Quickly.
See, it's affordable now. It's an affordable.
Yeah, it's definitely more affordable. And so we have Joanne here to kind of share with us, you know, kind of what some different types of, you know, promotional options are out there that are becoming more affordable for authors, that are different, more innovative, to kind of share with us, because Marcia and I both just recently did an app with Joanne, and we're still trying to figure out exactly all the benefits that are involved with this.
And then the one benefit when I talked to Joanne the other day, the one benefit is it's a carefree type of project, which is really good. Once she does it, you don't have to do anything with it, which I think at this point most people will be looking for, because everybody I talk to is just really tired of a lot of the PR. And this just stays there and new information keeps coming on. So,
right, exactly.
Yeah,
that's the biggest thing. You know, we need to be writing, not marketing 24 hours a day. So.
Like carefree, like you don't want to iron, you know, the carefree.
Yeah, exactly. So, Joanne, welcome to the show.
Hi, Joanne.
Hello, ladies.
Can you share with everybody a little bit of, you know, your background, what you know, because you're not just, you know, into marketing, you're also a writer. So can you just share with everybody a little bit of who you are, what you do?
Sure. Good morning, ladies, and all the listeners out there. My name is Joanne Vandermeulen, and I live on the beautiful island of Vancouver Island, which is in Canada, of course. And I have been super busy putting out writing, publishing. I've got now 3 books out since 2009. My first book is a suspense romance novel called Conquer All Obstacles. And I, you know, when I wrote the book, I knew that I needed to find out information about marketing. I had no idea. Like, I don't have a degree in marketing or anything like that. I'm like all the listeners out there.
Right, right.
I had a product I needed to sell online,
right,
and I needed to find out how I was going to do it. So I started reading expert bloggers on marketing, internet marketing, and I discovered I had a passion for it, and I was just soaking it up like a sponge. So rather than just keeping the information to myself, I started my own blogs and submitting these mini articles of the information that I learned off the internet on there. And the following, it just was unbelievable. All of a sudden, I had all these people that were coming to my blog and reading my tips, my internet marketing tips, for a couple reasons. Number one is that I speak in user-friendly terms. I'm not a textbook guru in that fact. And because I was a teacher for 20 years, I was able to take more complex information and condense it down into chewable bites that others could understand. And I'm an inspirational person, so I encourage folks like yourself to get out there and get proactive. And I guess, too, that when folks were reading my tips, they kind of said, you know, hey, if you can do it, I can do it. And the thing is all my internet marketing tips are things that I have used for my own, to market my own books. So I know they work, and the results are there. For example, if you go into Google search engine and you just type in my name, J-O-A-N-N-E, and I think if you just do a V-A-A or V-A-N, my name, my sites come up on the first 6 pages of Google.
Yeah.
Like, that's huge. Yes,
like Virginia and I, but we're everywhere. I mean, we really are, you know, but you know what,
yeah,
like you and I were talking about, it takes a lot of time to do this. You didn't get on the top for nothing. I mean, you had to be working, like Virginia and I were saying, after 2 years of constant shows and things like that, we're out there, but it takes a lot of work.
It does.
Right.
But it can be fun, too, because we're marketing our own self and our passions, right? So it can be a lot of fun to see, you know, not necessarily, it's hard to see the actual results, especially if somebody is looking at the results as selling books. I always say to clients and myself, my objective every day is to get myself out there and to help other people. And on helping other people comes more opportunities. And that is what I'm really getting off on, is the fact that the doors are opening to different avenues. For example, the app Android Market just came through for me about a month and a half ago. This is just so exciting. It's a whole new area.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. A lot of people know the iStore, apps from the iStore, such as like Angry Birds and games like that are like app little game type things that you can download. My son has an app on his phone. Now, we don't have iPhones. We have actual Droid phones. But he's downloaded a app to his phone that anytime he hears a song, if he wants to know who the group is or singer and the actual name of the song, he can open up that app, put his phone near the speaker, as long as, you know, it's relatively quiet so the phone can concentrate on the song, it will take that and do a search, you know, on the net, find out who sings it, what the name of the song is, give them the actual record title, all of that, and then let them know all the different places you can get it from.
Exactly.
I was like, really?
Yeah. I know, it's very exciting because as you were talking about holding the phone close to, you know, the song because he has that app, the Android market or the Android phones are the similar in which I'm going to speak fairly simple in terms here just because I know we have a lot of beginner listeners. But if you've ever seen those square-looking, they look like a bunch of dots in a square. It's actually called a QR code. And I call it a barcode. It kind of looks like a barcode. And if, you know, you set your phone up close to that QR code, and it actually, like the song that you were just talking about, as an author, if you've got an app, that's all the information about that author comes up onto the phone. So everything from, you know, the website, the Twitter feeds, the Facebook feeds, if you've got a YouTube video, like a book trailer video, that all comes up. It's really, really cool because I call it Take Me With You. The app, the QR code supplies everything about you.
Yeah, I've looked at those, and I've actually known about those for the past, I want to say it's been almost 2 years, I think, since they've been really popping up. The QR codes, which is basically like a barcode type app, like you're saying. I mean, there's so many different types of apps, and that's what we need to let our listeners know. There's all just so many kinds out there, but a lot of authors I don't think realize this is something that they should consider having because it's something that I never really thought about when they first came out. I was like, oh well, and being from retail, I get how barcodes work. I know there's all that data is hidden in those lines and stuff, but I just kind of shrugged it off. I started realizing later that that's something that you can put onto your business card, so you can have like a really simple, clean business card, and they still can get all your information. Put it on the back of your book as part of besides the regular barcode that's there for people to for it to be rung up at a register. People can pick up your book before they even buy it and scan that and learn like a bunch about you, your book, and everything else as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of value that I don't think that is really understood when it comes to the app market and the fact that there's, like you said, there's the QR codes, there's interactive apps, there's the type of apps that you're doing, which are, free apps that are just, more simple, kind of like a billboard, kind of like when you're driving down the street, you see the really quick billboard, it's kind of like the online billboard kind of commercial thing in the app world. How many different types of apps are there? I mean, besides, we know there's gaming apps and that stuff, but I mean, apps that authors can really use.
Well, I think the first thing an author needs to think about is whether or not they want to go into the iPhone app area or the Android area. And when I first started out, I did some research, and I came to the conclusion, and of course, I'm just saying that this is more of a predictable future estimate for me, but I believe that Android is going to actually take over. And if a person actually looks at the iPhone versus the Android, it's something like back when, remember when the Mac and the IBM computers was like, okay,
yes.
What should I get,
My husband
and that's the way it is,
yeah.
And that's the way it is right now. So anyway, my company, Appy Hour Publishing, which is APPYOUR Publishing, Appy Hour Publishing, we deal straight with Android apps. And I always like to make that clear to people. But on the upside of that, you don't need a phone to get an app. You don't need to know anything
about
apps to get an app.
I just want to say one thing. It just draws traffic right to your site without you doing anything.
Oh, exactly.
That's what I think is a good thing, yeah.
The author doesn't have to do anything.
Right.
What we do at Appy Hour Publishing is we actually create the app for the author with all the information, and we submit it into the Google Android market. And as you know, when I say Google, you know how famous Google is, like it's number one, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Anytime any of your name, your book, your genre is put into a Google market, you are boosted higher. Remember when I was talking about the search engine pages?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're boosted higher. So for an author that is looking for exposure, which of course we all are, in order for other people to find us, this is an awesome, awesome place to put yourself. I was so surprised at how quick, I call them web crawlers, snagged my name and my material. It was like 3 days after I had actually created my own app for my own self. All of a sudden, it was funny too, I have to share this, because it wasn't even finished. I was sort of messing around, you know, trying to figure this stuff out, and I put it on there, and like, oh my gosh, Google Alerts gets a hold of me, like, not even 3 days later, and says I'm out there, and I'm like, oh, I gotta take that off. It's not ready to be published yet, because I'm so used to everything taking so long for it to be snagged up, and this was so quick.
Because this is probably a good time now. It's not, because it's not oversaturated yet, you know. Because as soon as something comes out, it's good to start at the beginning. You know, fairly at the beginning, because nobody knows from day to day what's coming up next, but this is not expensive, so they can start in this market, though.
Exactly, and you know what, Marcia, you hit on a very, like, high, great key there. Being one of the first puts you right up at the top automatically, and now is the time to purchase an app. Because, like you said, not everyone is doing it, and so do it now, and you'll be up there. And, like, for under $50, you can get a app that is carefree. You don't have to do any maintenance or upgrading with the app. Once your app is created, which we do, you don't have to do, like, the author doesn't have to do anything, and we submit it in the Google App or Android Market, it's there for life.
I was going to say, the other thing, too, that now my brain's going all crazy about what I was going to say about the app. this is what happens when I get sick. I'm so ready not to be sick anymore.
I know.
With the app too that I noticed is like my magazine. You know, every time we drop a new issue, we get traffic. You know, I'm out there, I'm promoting and stuff. But when the magazine app got out there, and I mean, I know, you know, we did some tweaking and stuff, Joanne, and we were going back and forth on some stuff to tweak it. I was noticing that I was getting more traffic to the magazine than I was before.
Wow.
And I could see it was actually coming from the app, which was so nice, because I'm sort of thinking, well, you know, I'm grabbing a whole new group. But, this wasn't to say. And the thing that I like about the Android market, which goes back to what you're saying, you know, back when, you know, Apple and IBM were first competing back in the 80s with each other, and, you know, everybody thought that Macintosh basically fell off the face of the planet. And they never really did, because, I mean, a lot of graphic artists and illustrators and, you know, production companies use Macintosh, use Apple computers, because they're very, that's what they're for. They're not, which is what made IBM, and of course, you know, Hewlett-Packard, all the other ones that came out, you know, why PC is so different from a Mac is because they're user-friendly in data processing.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with between the iApp store, what, you know, Apple has going on over with their apps versus what Android is, because Android is very much like a PC kind of concept, but they also don't put you through, which is why I think, you know, the Android market hasn't been saturated yet, because everybody's so used to when you write an app, you know, and submit it to the iStore to be stuck in there, you know, with Apple. They have to go through this huge review process. And it's basically almost like trying to get your book published with it's one of, like, the high-ranking publishers in the world. You have to jump through hoops, hurdles, you know, drop your pants, show them everything. You know, here's my taxes for, like, the last 50 years, you know, to get them to say, yes, we'll let you put it in our app store or not. Where the Android market is very much like, you know, we want to make this, you know, user-friendly. We want to make it where, you know, you can write this thing, and we're not going to make you, you know, basically sign your first child over to us.
You know, there's somebody in the chat room that wanted to know, Joanne, the link again. They didn't get it.
Okay. The link to the publishing, Appy Hour Publishing, is that the link you're talking about?
Yeah, they said both.
Okay.
The Appy Hour Publishing and then the appyhour.com. They try both.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know, Google Appy Hour Publishing, APPY, Hour, OUR, Publishing.
Oh, Publishing.
And it shows up on the first page. I think it's the second link down
.com?
Or something.
Is it .com?
It is.
Okay. All right. That's what they wanted to know there in the,
It'll show up there.
Okay.
Virginia, you made some very, very good points there about, you know, comparing the iPhone and the Android market. And user-friendly is a plus, definitely, for, you know, anyone that wants an app. Like, let's face it, this is a society where they're not going to be clicking through to try to find someone or something. They want something in the first click, and they want it to be easy. So Android has definitely got that, you know, that area covered. I should also mention, too, because I think probably in the back of some people's minds, they're thinking, well, you know, if she can create an app for under $50, I'll just do my own app. But I have to say that when you go to publish your app in the Android market, that it costs $25 for a publishing fee, for an annual fee. Not only that, and I will be truthful with you folks, it took me 5 days of thorough research to figure out how to create my own app. It was tough.
Or is it self-code, like when you create your own e-books, everything's, oh, I can just, you know, do an e-book, convert to a PDF and submit it, and it's like, well, actually, there's like three different types of, you know, formatting for ebooks, and PDF is one of them, but most of them don't take PDF. They actually take the other two.
Yeah, exactly.
So it sounds like the app market's pretty much cut, which makes sense. I mean, and I don't want to say it's not simple. I mean, it is simple if you're a computer tech person or you're somebody who picks that type of information up. I want to say, you know, it's relatively easy. However, it's not like, you know, you still have to understand, you know, some computer, you know, or be able to pick that up, I want to say. It's not like you can just whip it out and go, oh, here you go.
Because
websites are that way, too. Because, you know, I have done all the websites for, you know, Stories for Children Publishing, the World of Ink Network, our new website we have, I built that. And I am not by any means a computer science person at all. That is definitely my husband. And no, he did not help me with my websites. He actually sits there looking at me like, I can't believe you figured that out. I'm like, I know nothing about, you know, CSS coding, HTML coding. I know none, you know, I hardly, half the time I can't even figure out how to get RSS feeds to even work. But for whatever reason, when it comes to websites, I'm able to sit there, and because I'm willing to take the time to read stuff and to, you know, ask questions and call up, you know, my host server site and say, you know, I can't get this web address to attach to my website. What the, you know, heck is going on? You know, I'm willing to take the time to learn and do that. And so I think if people are willing to do that, you know, by all means, because Marcia asked me that back when we were first talking about apps. She's like, well, do you think something you could do? I'm like, probably, but I'm not going to sit there and take the time to figure it out because I'm sure it's going to take me a few months.
You know what? Somebody in the chat room put in Appy. It's appyyourpublishing.blogspot.com.
Yeah, Appy Our. Yeah, that's correct.
But that, right, they got, because I'm looking at it right now because they put it in the chat room. It's .blogspot.com.
Correct.
Okay. So, all right, because I just wanted somebody, you know, in case they were looking for it. Okay.
Right. You know, just to go along the same lines when we were talking about search engines and whatnot, why I'm really, really excited about Appy Hour Publishing and getting authors' apps into the Google Android market is, okay, we had already mentioned, number one is the fact that it's quick. The Google search, I call them web crawlers, are snagging your material, your books, your name, and boosting it higher in the search engines. Thus, someone that is, say, looking for children's books may say, you know, children's books. They may Google children's books, and bang, Virginia's, you know, site comes up with her magazines. And as she's saying, even with the app there, now the traffic, which is working like a link, is actually going back to her site. Now, I just want to make sure that the listeners out there understand, when I say it's service-free and maintenance-free, your app, the reason why, and I don't know how it works, but anyway, it's so cool. When you have a site online, like through your computer, and you go and upgrade it, or say you add a book or review or whatever, that automatically is uploaded into the app. So the app never has to be touched again. So it's like fed from your computer website into your app. And that, you know, like, that's what makes it so incredibly wonderful, is that you don't have to go into an app and you know, upgrade it or updo
it
or anything like
that. That's because you're changing your website then, right?
Exactly.
Right, but they have to change it, right. Because, yeah, I think maybe, you know, some of this, you know, I know that you know this, but I have a feeling because I had all these questions the other day, and I think people don't understand that because I didn't either. And, you know, so what happens is they when their website changes, automatically it goes because the appy picks it up, right?
Right.
Okay, they don't have to go into anything. They just put it on their website. So because, you know,
right.
or their blog, whatever they do, whatever they attach it to. All right, just so people know that. Right, because otherwise they'll think that they might have to, you know, do something else.
Right.
But they don't have to. Because these are new things, you know. I mean, everything
right.
is
oh, yeah.
different these days.
And, you know, I think the big thing is when a person wants to purchase an app, they have to think, okay, now what icons do I want on that one page of app? Do I
right.
want just my website? Do I want my website and, say, my Twitter feeds? Do I want website, Twitter feeds, and Facebook feeds? Do I want, you know, website, Facebook, Twitter, and maybe a book trailer feed? And you know, Marcia, you and I were talking about this
yep.
the other day. Like, is it good to put all these icons on one app, or is it better to have separate apps for the different genres? Like, for example, my app is called Take Me With You. So my app, if you look into it, the Joanne Vandermeulen app, I've got, like, all my, like, I've got five different websites that I have, and everything from Talk Radio Network to Internet Marketing Tips to Journey to Publication. Plus, I've got my Twitter feed. I mean, it's huge. It's full.
So
it's
then you
one
put
app.
That, will you put that on your website then? That so when your website says, you know, all your different apps, the person can click into them?
Yeah, they can click into it, and automatically, you know, as long as they click into it on their phone, and this is huge for the listeners out there and you know, for anyone who doesn't know about Androids or apps. Okay, we have a computer and we have a phone. They're two different things
right.
in the okay. fact that if you go and click on that icon on your computer, you're going to get a whole different visual look than if you were actually clicking on it through your phone.
But can they use it on the computer?
Yes.
Okay.
But what
not everybody has an Android,
to...
because a lot of these phones are not Androids, you know. And, they may want to, you know, because I think it's fine if it's out there, but then if I wanted to see something of somebody's, I'm wondering how you would do that then to see, you know.
But,
to test,
you know, Marcia, you know, the thing is, though, yeah, you can click on it on the computer,
mm-hmm.
but what you have to do is you have to install it into your phone.
But what if people don't? I mean, but if they don't, other people can do it. That's the part that I think people might not understand. Because just because you don't have an Android phone, you can still be getting traffic, but you might not know
yeah.
it exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
Because some people have, you know, BlackBerry Bold, whatever they have, and but you can't get it on an iPad because that's different, right? So they know.
Well,
that.
The thing is, well, you can try it because some of those iPads actually have a hidden Android component to it.
Oh,
now,
right.
what I say is that myself, because I tried to do this, I tried to send people my actual QR code, and I sent it to them, and they were like, I can't open this up. And then I figured out, oh, they must have a different version or a different phone or a different,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's
so
a lot.
So it's important. Yeah, it's important for that person, if they see an app that they really like, that they take their own phone and they install it into their phone. See if they can, you know. It'll say whether or not you can or can't. A lot of the phones now, like that aren't even Android phones, still they have a component in there that
or
will
apps.
Actually accept
yeah.
Android
yeah.
apps.
Yeah.
So, you know, try it out. But the thing is that if I upload it into my phone and then sent it, say, to you, Marcia,
yeah.
it might not show up because your phone might be a different phone,
so possibly
right?
if they need help, then they may be able to do it, because not everybody might be able to do this. They could actually call, I would think, technical support for their phones because they'll be able to help them, I think. Because sometimes for some people, it's not that easy to do things, and they will help you on a lot of things that you need now.
Right. You know, I think the first thing, like if I was a brand new user and if I had a phone, I'm wondering if I've got, you know,
yeah.
the ability to bring up an Android app.
Yeah.
I would go into the internet on my phone and I would do a search for Google Android market.
Okay.
And in that Google Android market, I would actually bring up an app, any app,
okay.
and try to install it into my phone.
Yeah.
And just to install it, like, it's no big deal. You just push a button. It says install.
Right. No, right. Yeah,
so I don't want you to think that it's a technical thing. It's just
sometimes some phones don't. But, you know, and a lot of the phones, I got, you know, the problem with a lot of the phones now is, like, even when you call, like, let's say Verizon, like, there are so many new phones coming out all the time. If you got a phone 4 months ago and that may be discontinued, they got another version of it, and then the people that work at Verizon, they have to ask other people because it's happening so fast that, you know, even if you go into, like, a store, Verizon, so they can't always help you. But I found, like, when I call directly to Verizon, I get all the help I need from the phone, not going into a store, because a lot of people make the mistake of going into the stores, and the stores can sell you phones, but they really don't do a lot of this technical stuff. So I've had a lot of issues with things, and you find out, and when you call the Verizon people, they will help you with your Android, whatever you have. They will find out the answer.
Well, here in Canada, I know I've gone to, like, London Drugs that sell Kudo phones, and those young girls, oh my gosh, they're good on the phones.
Yeah.
And they were really good, and they helped me out, you know.
Yep.
So I guess it depends on where you are.
It depends on where you are, and I've already learned the hard way that sometimes they don't really know. They could have just been hired yesterday. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Because I've had that. And, you know, and I walk out of the store, and then I figure it out myself. See, I will try, as long as if it takes me 2 hours, I'll figure it out. And my husband already gets crazy because he always says, oh, no, let's, you know, forget it. Because he has a very simple phone, and his always works. So there's something, really, you know, sometimes they're very complicated now, the phones. So if people have trouble, just call technical support. They'll tell you what to do.
Right, right. Can I bring up one more very important point before I forget about apps and Androids?
Yeah.
When I first started creating apps, I thought, why would anyone need an app when they've got the internet on their iPhone or on their Android, and they can just bring up whatever on the internet, right? Like an author's website, for example.
Right.
Well, I found out that when I had the internet on my phone and I wanted to go bring up a website, that it didn't come out very clear because my screen on my phone was so much smaller than my screen on my computer.
Yeah.
And all the fonts were skewed and there was things that were cut off. And so the thing is that this is the number one reason I believe in everyone having their own app is that people are they're going away from the computer, even the Google search engine computer.
Yeah, they're using their phones.
They're using their phones.
Yeah.
So when they use their phone and they say they want to search for you or your book or your genre, they're going to go to the Google Android market. And if you don't have your app there, they're not going to find you, period. And not only that, is say they decide, well, I'll go on the internet and try to do a Google search that way, they're going to bring up your site, and it's not even going to make sense.
Yeah,
so
we were talking about that,
actually,
right, the size. It matters the size. See, because, Virginia, remember we were talking about that, too. See, I think what's happening now is if you're, let's say your book or whatever, the app is formatted a certain way, it is going to look different. And so people that say, oh, my God, this book is horrible. It's not. It's just that it's not formatted for whatever. There's so many different, you know, there's so many different kinds of ways you can look at books. You can look at apps. So I think people have to realize wherever they are, it may be different. It's not going to look exactly the same.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with it.
I totally agree with that. With all the different types of devices out there now. You got the Nook, you have different, you know, other type of e-readers, you have, you know, the iPad, you have the tablet. I mean, you know, some people are on laptops, and then you look at laptops. I mean, my son has a laptop that has a widescreen. My husband has a laptop that's a mini. You know, I have the old standard laptop. Because even with flat screen TVs, depending on, you know, if you have a 50-inch versus a 32-inch, it's going to make
the
movie look different.
Way.
Yeah, it's dynamically different. And so I think that's one thing a lot. You're right. People have to take into account, you know, which is why there's so many different formatting
I know, and Joanne is right about that. See, Joanne is right because, you know, when people, like I know a lot of people now, they're just, they use their iPhone, they use their whatever, and they're using their, that's what they do their email on. It's not like us because, I mean, we're on all the time because we always do, you know, doing different things. But normal people just look at their emails and they look at everything. So that's what Joanne and I were talking about is that people, you know, are using their phones for a lot of things now. A lot.
Yeah.
I just talked to my business partner, Brian Knight, 2 days ago. And he said he got his wife an iPhone or an Android, whatever the two, whatever which one it was. And he said, like, he gave, you know, he bought it for her some time ago. She hasn't turned on her computer.
Did we lose Joanne?
I don't know. We might have.
I'm pretty
Hello?
Sure.
Hello?
No, we're there. Okay. Mike, did we lose you?
Am I still here?
Yeah, you're still here, yeah.
Okay, did you catch what I just said?
You say she hasn't turned on her computer and then we lost you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, she just hasn't turned on her computer since she got her phone.
Really?
And I think more and more people are getting to do that too. And, and you know, we have so much on our computer and through the internet and as authors because we're so used to marketing through the computer.
Yep.
But, you know, with this new phase, this new marketing, this mobile marketing or digital marketing, it is so important for us to jump on the boat right now because some people aren't even going on the internet anymore, on the,
no,
like the computer.
I think that might be true. And I think the other thing is I think that, you know, we all wish Facebook would have probably stayed the same way, but what's happening is I think we're not able to reach a lot of people that we thought were our friends are not. So I haven't figured out yet what to do about that because you're probably going to have to subscribe to people again, you know, because I really think there are, because I can tell that I'm not seeing a lot of people that I used to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I think along with all the changes went some of the people. So I think that it's going to be a little tough right now to figure out who everybody is now. Because you can't, you could go in and you'd see your whole list, and then. But now I don't know that that's really happening. Virginia, do you see that? And I think this is what's happening.
Yeah, I do, and I think you know. Again, you know, I always talk about going off the grid to my. You know, I know I've mentioned that to you a few times, Marcia, and obviously to a lot of my local friends there. You know, like, oh, you know, I haven't seen you online, and you know, I'll run into them in the store or something. I'm like, oh, because I've gone off the grid, and it's you know, it's just. Because we do get so overwhelmed, I think that, you know, some people just either are just tired of it or it's gotten so much that they feel lost. They can't make heads or tails of it. Or they're like me. They just, you know, I'm one of the ones that just
I think,
I need a couple of weeks away.
Well, no, you know, I think somebody has a question that was in the chat room because I got kicked out of the chat room now, but I see that the same person was there on the phone lines. I think they wanted to ask a question probably.
All right, hold on, let's bring in the caller.
Let's hope it's not one of our favorite, our callers.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes, I have several YAs and a middle grade novel out, and I want to know what kind of app would work for that sort of thing.
Basically, like an app. It, you know, I would, like Marcia and I had this discussion before, like, do we put everything on one app or do
I didn't. I just put, like, my children's, that's all I did so far, and I'm going to do others,
yeah. And I did.
Yeah, like Marcia's decided to do her radio show on one app and to do her, you know, her industry on another app and to do her children's book on another app. For you, if you've got a YA book, books out, that would work nice to being one app. And then did you say you had children's, like, younger books, too?
A middle grade novel. That's but my question is, what exactly would be in their chapters? What would I put in there that would?
Basically, it's an icon that when people touch it, it takes them to your website.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they could do it that way, right.
How would they find it on their phone, though?
Well, what they would do is they would Google, like in the Google Android market, they would Google your name or they would Google your books or they would actually go under Happy Hour Publishing and find it that way.
Oh, you know what? This is a question. I think I know what she's talking about. You know what? Because, like, okay, let's say you have a website and you want people to go into your app. We're gonna have to probably do something to advertise it on our website, because how will they know that we have an app?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Like, how would you use that app and get it promoted out to more people?
That's not what I was talking about.
No, okay. You weren't talking about that. I thought, anyway, that's a good idea.
Because I'm not really that interested in people going to my website. I'd rather they buy my books.
Okay, well, then you can go to are your books on Amazon?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, can it go right directly? Can we get our books? I know what. That's a good idea.
I want to say the app that I have for Babysitting Sugar Paw that Joanne did for me, it does not connect to my author website at all. It connects to my Amazon.
That's a good
page.
Thing. Yeah,
is where I have it.
Okay, so how does the app advertise the book itself?
If someone goes in and is looking for children's, because mine's a children's picture book. If they go in looking for children's picture books, my app is one of the apps listed with, you know, a lot of the other different ones. And then they can learn, I have, you know, some of the reviews that have been said about my book, some of the different blurbs that other, you know, well-known children's authors like James Dashner or Rick Walton have commented about my book. And then it takes them to where they can go buy it on Amazon is what it does. So it gives them, you know, kind of a – it's basically, think of it kind of like your – like the flyer or like a media release kind of thing. It's how my app is right now because it's brand new. So, I mean, but as people – and maybe I'm wrong, John, but it seems like as people mess with your app and stuff, they can actually add reviews of their own and snapshots and stuff as well, right, to the app?
Yes, they can.
Like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so and they go if they go to Amazon, I'm guessing they can buy a Kindle version for their Android phone, right? For my novel, say.
Yes, the app is like your vehicle, whereas Amazon is a distribution site. An app isn't a distribution site, but it gives the people the link to where they can go to purchase your books. Does that make sense?
Because I'm right now looking, I'm looking at Virginia's. I could see all you have to do is put in, you know, it just goes in books. You can see it there.
You're right.
In the app.
Okay. And then there's the link for Amazon. And then at Amazon, people can buy mine's in both print and ebook. Ebook version, they can buy it for whatever, you know, type of e-reader they have.
Okay, so giving the specific example of one of my YAs. It would probably have the cover of the YA. Let's say Ride of Your Life would be there in the app. And then inside would be reviews and maybe a link to where they can download free chapters at Amazon. Mm-hmm. And once they got to the end of that, they would buy the entire book.
Right.
Exactly. And, you know, you made a very, very good point. As an author, for example, if you would like Happy Hour Publishing to create your app, you can dictate, like you're in the driver's seat, so you can dictate what you want on your app right at the very beginning. You know, do you want your website? Like you everybody's unique too, right? Like you said, I don't want people going to my website. I want them going to my distribution site.
Right.
No, but I'm just saying this for an example.
Right.
So like your app, for example, would have, like Virginia's, it would actually have the Amazon distribution site link right there where they can push the jacket, the cover of the book, and it would take them right to that page. Or like you say, you think that your reviews are very important. Well, we can create a little icon that people just push, and it's titled reviews, and it takes them right to your review page. And as your reviews are added or, you know, taken away, it's automatically loaded.
You know, because I'm thinking of doing that on my – see, because I have reviews all over the place, because what's happening is you can't, like Smashwords, you can't get all your reviews on now, because what happens is unless you buy the book again, you can't put them on. So I'm thinking of creating on my website, which I am going to do, a review page, okay?
Yeah.
So then if I give you the link, let's say, to my – well, if they were on my site, then they would see the review page, because I think what's happening is, like Goodreads and all these places, you know – there are a lot of places people are getting book reviews that nobody is seeing. So it looks maybe they don't have any reviews, and they do have reviews.
Right.
I would make a page myself, I think, with the reviews.
That's a good idea, Marcia. And just as a word of caution, though, folks, is that, like Marcia and I talked about it, it's really important not to make your app look too cluttered. Like, you know, if you've got a review page, like Marcia's going to put a tab on her website with reviews, there's no sense me creating an icon with a review icon, because when they actually touch the website icon, your pages will show up there too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can kind of double do it.
But you want a call to action, and you want it to be clear what is the one single action you want.
You're right. Yeah, she's right about that.
Yeah, you have to be clear what is important for you, and whatever is important for you, we can create.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, great question.
See, that is, you know, I'll tell you, see, because this is such a new market. I mean, and, you know, right when you were talking about that, then I just remembered about the review page, because what's happening is I have reviews on, let's say, Amazon, and Smashwords is not going to put those on. So it says zero review. So, I mean, and because people are so, I mean, they really want to look at the reviews these days. You don't need to have 100 reviews, because I know this is a problem now, but there's so many reviews out there. But you do want to have reviews. And I think that maybe that's why I decided I'm going to do this, because certainly I did three times I did the same book, and I'm published with World Castle. So when they look at Love Changes, I have reviews, but they're from the other book. So, you know, it's the same story. It just was the publisher picked up the book, and, you know, that was self-published. So I think that might be not a bad idea for people to think of putting their reviews together, because I think because of Goodreads and everything else, and there's so many people posting everywhere. I mean, there are so many sites. Virginia knows this, you know, that maybe pick some of the best reviews that people have and maybe just putting it on their site, because that way people will see some of the reviews.
Exactly. And, you know, if you make a page on your site, like you're talking about, Marcia, and you sent me that link, then I could actually create you a little box icon
that has just specifically for
reviews.
Yeah.
But the thing is, too, that I have to let you know, too. Like, say, Marcia, you purchased an app from me, and this is what you initially requested. You requested to have a little icon for your website, a contact icon, and, say, Facebook icon.
Yeah.
Now, say a week later, you come up with this idea, oh, but you know what? I want my book trailer added in there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to cost. You know, that's going to be
Virginia
a service.
And I, okay, all right, but the thing is, though, so when a person does this, though, you know, do you have a list of things they can maybe, or are they just going to have to tell you everything? I think I wrote a lot of things down. I have to go in and check mine, but I'm saying that, so they should do this right off the bat.
Yes, they have to in their head as a driver in the driver's seat. They have to decide, okay, what do you want your app to have in it? Do you want your Twitter feed?
How many do you think is enough? How many do you think is enough? What do you think?
Well, I don't know.
Some people have so much going on.
Yeah, like I said, like mine is overloaded.
Yeah.
You know?
You think it is?
I don't know.
You think it is? Yeah.
I think it just depends on your preference.
You think yours
is
overloaded? You think you did too many on yours?
I think I did. I think what I'm going to do, because I know how to create them, I'm going to actually split them up and maybe have an app for just straight marketing and have an app with all my archived radio shows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because right now I have one app with everything in it.
Right. That's what happened with my Facebook. I fixed my Facebook up because I had 63 groups that I belong to, okay? And, you know, we were looking at everything in my office, and we're going like, well, why do you, and I don't need all of those, but I kept at the beginning. See, because people are now realizing that they don't need everything. That's my thing. I think it's more minimal. That's why I'm thinking this might be something carefree, because I think what's happening, I'm seeing people, they are so stressed. I mean, seriously, in not in a good way. And I've always been out there telling people to keep writing, keep writing, keep writing. But, you know, if they're stressed, they can't. And I'm just as bad as them, because I was out there too, and I am cutting out a lot of stuff because you don't need everything. That's why these apps are probably going to solve some of the problems, because you don't have to go in and keep doing it.
Exactly. Yeah, they're automatically fed.
Yeah.
All right, I have a question for you, Joanne, because I'm going to be running up against this, so you're going to hear from me anyways about it. So let's say you have your website and you have your app tag to your website, and now you have to change hosting sites. And
you have to change what?
Hosting.
Who's going to host your website? You have to change your hosting site to a different site. So it's going to slightly change. Like for mine, for Stories for Children, it's not just storiesforchildrenmagazine.org as the link that's been tied to it, because the actual full link has like, I think like .aspx or something at the very end of that. So it's like .org, you know, the / and then ASPX. So in a case like that, to where when the site gets put with a different, you know, server to be hosting it, how much of a problem is that going to run for us? Because, you know, obviously I'm going to need to have it changed to where it's just the storiesforchildrenmagazine.org only.
Right, right. Well, fortunately, a lot of the computer servers now, that when you go to change, they actually link it all up so that even if people typed in your old link, it would actually connect to your new one.
Yeah.
So I guess it depends on how advanced your system is going to be, whether or not it's going to have a sort of like a follow me tag with
link. My old server is completely deleting everything and disappearing.
Really?
That's why I have
and
to disappear. Move.
Yeah.
Okay, so if there's a broken link and it's disappearing, unfortunately, you're going to probably be needing some service to actually change that link, that original link in your app. And it's very important that you know what it's like. You can have links on your website that work like in 3 months. You go to check them and they're broken. It's like what the heck? It was there before, you know. So,
well,
it is important to check it.
You know, because you know what? I myself am guilty of this. You don't check everything because I have like 7 books, okay? And then
when I go look,
I go, oh, my God, what happened here? And then, because, you know, that's what's happening. So I think that's why I'm an advocate of minimal. Now, I'm trying this myself now because it's true. You cannot keep checking things all the time because you're busy. And all of this is becoming, I think we're right now at a turning point of different things. That's why the app is probably one of the things that's going to change things, because I think we're right now, and Pinterest is another thing that came up. So I don't, will people be able to put their Pinterest? Because people have very unique accounts at Pinterest, which I was, I actually went in yesterday and tried to see if I could do this, which I can't, but it's like everything's on one page. So I guess you can maybe put your appy there so someone can see it there.
I did that.
You did it.
Yeah, I did that. It works good. It works really, really good. Back to your question, though, Virginia. For the listeners out there, like what Virginia is talking about is she's changing servers. Now, this doesn't happen every day. And actually, I haven't come across anybody that has had that problem.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess it happens, right? Technology, that happens.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for Virginia, she's going to have to pay a service charge for me to have to go in there and take out the old link and put in the new link so that her app actually functions to her new website.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking big cash here, probably $20 to do a service charge, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think the whole thing is, listen, this whole thing is really not as expensive as I thought it would be, you know, thinking about it, you know, before you're doing it. So I think this is just very new. So I think a lot of people that are listening to this, there are various things that people can do and don't do. And so we'll all have to learn by this. And your page. So, I think people have to realize sometimes we make mistakes or we think it maybe is wrong and we're trying stuff out. So, if they have service charges and they have to sometimes, these days, I think people have to absolutely pay for things to work right. Because I think for many years, everybody's going Facebook, Twitter, everything is free. But in order to really sell your books, that's the goal of a lot of people listening to this show, is you got to spend some money. Virginia and I work hard to try to find things that are realistic prices because we're paying them too, and you yourself, you know. So these are realistic prices. The other thing is, now you have your partner. Do you want to, before we end the show, do you want to say what services he could do for us? Because I think this is what's happening now.
I've actually used some of Brian's services.
Okay.
So
then maybe we can talk about that. Right. What are some of the services that would help people?
Okay, if you want to go to premium promotions with an S dot biz, B-I-Z.
Okay.
So it's www.premiumpromotionswithanS.biz. On that site, there are links at the very top, like tabs, and you click on them, and there's different services, and they're very, we try to make them as cheap as possible because we're authors too, so we understand, like we're not loaded, right?
Right, okay. So Virginia, what services have you used?
I've actually, with what I've done with Brian, because you know how I do, I offer marketing, you know, where I do the marketing coaching stuff for authors. So I basically help coach them and, you know, on like ways to get their, you know, to build their author platform and stuff. So with Brian, one of the authors that, it was actually Judy Snyder, that, and I know she won't mind me mentioning it because she always is always happy to hop on the show and let us know all the great stuff we've done for her, Marcia. So she wanted some help with her book, I Love You Just Because, and her husband's book, Brain Warp. And so what I did is I put a whole media package together, but, you know, my review staff had already already read her books and had done reviews for them. But we wanted to, of course, add some fresh reviews. So Brian actually does reviews. So we used him because he does an extensive, like, review kind of marketing package.
Yeah.
So we tied what he does in with what I did for Judy.
See, because
I think
these are the things that people definitely need now. And, you know, as much as people were used to doing everything and not paying anything, I think they have to pay some things now because, I mean, I myself, you know, we've always tried to do the, you know, the Twitter and whatever, but you can't have a successful marketing project going with your book if you don't spend any money. Not thousands, but you have to have some money put away, maybe a couple hundred, you know, do certain things, but you got to do something. You can't not do anything, you know.
I agree.
The way it is, you know, now. And these new things like the Appy, these are things that will be there and will absolutely help sales. That's the thing. It's not, everybody wants to get the readers, and this is what you're going to get because those are the people that are looking at these things. They're readers. They're looking for things that they can, you know, books they can read and enjoy.
Right.
And they're not on Facebook, and this is not going to happen. So as much as everybody wanted it to happen, most people's sales are not from, they are not from Facebook. They're from other things.
Most of the sales I see, like I said, you know, Joanne did the app for me, and I've seen generation from that. I've done her when Joanne does her book cover marketing. I did that a long time ago for my picture book, Baby Seeing Sugar Pie. I saw some traffic from that. You know, with Judy, when I was helping her and coaching with putting together a marketing plan, you know, she did some of the stuff through the World of Ink, but we also did some stuff with Joanne and Brian. As like I said, which is the
right. You know, I'm just
service.
Thinking for for all
and,
of this
and that
now.
And that targets readers, and so you know, and those are services you have to pay for. I mean, the free stuff I've done. Usually, I'm just reaching other authors or other book reviewers.
Those days cannot happen again because I really think that people really need to be serious. If they're still in this market after a couple of years, they need to try other things. So I think that, you know. Virginia and I are constantly thinking of things. That's why we have Joanne on the show a lot because she keeps coming up with new things that are good. And, well, you know, you're doing new things. So, you know, that's what everybody needs to do is new things. So I think what's happening now is that that's what we bring to people is because we're trying the things also, you know. And because if it were $2,000, we're not going to try it. But, you know, and that's one of the things. And if they want extra work, you will probably charge them extra if they want different things. So, at least it's available to them. Or Virginia
too, Marcia, is the fact that Brian and I, we really try to keep our prices low. So, like, you're probably looking at around $50 to do any sort of a marketing service. And the thing is that as an individual author, you could go out and try to do that same service, but you wouldn't get the same results because it's like a reputation. We have ourselves so high up in the search engines that people are actually, like, I get responses, like, people are coming back and they say, you know what, after your marketing service, in 2 days, I got double the amount of traffic I get in 2 months to my site.
That's why
Virginia
and I are always looking for things and we're always, you know, in Joanne does a lot of trailers and things like that. I mean, not Joanne. And Virginia does a lot of trailers and things like that. And, you know, press releases, we all do things, you know, that are going to really help people now because we figured out a lot of things that don't work. And, you know,
exactly.
And spending no money does not work because all, you know, and everybody, you know, they're not, a lot of people are not having successful book signings only because the stores can't bring the people in because of the e-books. No matter what anybody wants to believe or not, e-books has taken over a lot of the, that's it. I mean, it you know, there are people in the bookstores and there are people buying books, but it's still, it's right now, it's still huge. I can't say next year or the year after, but right now, e-books, anything on any of these electronic, the, you know, iPads, the phones, everything. That's where people are doing things now.
Well, and here's a really key thing that you hit on, you know, Marcia, and you, of course, you know, backed up Joanne very much at the beginning of the show. Was, you know, the carefree marketing, which is kind of becoming like the catchphrase. The thing that you know, that I've noticed, and especially through our conversation today with the apps, and, you know, and I see this with the book trailers in the world of ink tours that I do, is, and I was actually, Hope Irvin Marston, who was just, you know, in February, who did, and I mean, this woman has like, I don't know, I think like 50-plus books, something like that, between children's and the adult market published. But she was just recently over at the Institute of Children's Literature talking about her World of Ink tour, and she even mentioned this. You know, the thing with book trailers, book tours, you know, be someone does it the World of Ink tour or does it with Pump Up Your Books or what other book, you know, tour coordinator that's out there, you know, does an app with Joanne or decides to make their own app or whatever. Those are out there permanently, and they are constantly, when you're on vacation, when you're sleeping, you know, they're reaching people and marketing for you without you having to lift
a finger.
That is
really good.
And it's not just in your local area, like in your county or in your state. I mean, you're reaching globally with this stuff.
That's the market. So I think that, you know, Joanne knows that we want to do different things. So I think that every time she has something new, she's going to be telling us. So we're trying it. And I called her the other night. I said, this is not working for me right. And, you know, and she explained it now what to do. So I know what I need to do now. So, I mean, I think that this is, you know, because – I'm admitting I don't know all these things, and even Joanne is too, and so is Virginia. So we're all learning, but we're all trying to figure out the end result of getting ourselves out there. And it's
right
there, and everything is changing. So what you might have done 2 years ago, it doesn't work now. So maybe some of it might, but a lot of it doesn't.
Can I make an announcement?
Yeah.
Okay. the new venture that I'm thinking is going to be happening for premium promotional services. Uh-huh. Okay, we've got our Twitter promo. So anybody who wants Twitter, you can get a hold of Brian on premium promotion site. Okay. He does the book reviews, and of course we get it out there in the search engines. I have my radio show, and we have the Happy Hour publishing. Now I'm in the process. And it's not even on the site yet, so we're talking very, very crispy new here.
Huh.
We would like to get into audio books and audio books.
That's what
trailer.
I want. That's my next. That's it.
And you know, the thing is I've already got a professional speaker, and she's got her own studio and everything right here locally. And so what she's doing right now is she's doing my books. And she's actually going to do Linda M. Martin. I don't know if you know her. This Bird Flew Away or something. It's her book, anyway. She's a Christian author, and I asked her if we could use her trailer as a sample. So we'll make sure that those samples get on the site and so people can take a look at it. And I think that'll be another tab we'll be adding in the near future.
Yeah, because that's a good thing, because I wish I had like an audio to play to be on the show tomorrow for the book. I've been reading it myself, but I mean, I've read it when I go see the kids, you know, talk to the kids, but I think that the audio market is a big one, so that's great.
Well, I completely support that, because I have a friend who's literally blind, and she's a writer, and so a lot of stuff, you know, like anytime we do a workshop or something, I literally have to record for her, so she can play it back over and over again, whatever, you know, our handouts are and stuff. And so, I mean, I think sometimes we forget about, you know, those of us who have all of, you know, our senses.
Everything. Right,
that
right.
There is definitely markets out there that we forget about, like the audio markets and stuff that are very
I think this is a
huge.
Very new market now in all of these. And so that's why, thank you, Joanne, because that will be the next. I would like to have that, because I think, you know, those things are going to be good.
The only thing is the down point that I can see right now with the audio. I mean, it's very valuable. People are in their vehicles more than ever,
yeah.
right? And so
yeah,
they've got their ears on, and the,
yeah.
they like to listen to their books rather
yeah,
than read their books even,
whatever,
you know?
Whatever, whenever they're exercising, whatever they're doing.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. But the problem is that, well, I mean, it's not going to be a problem, but we have to be aware of it. Like, this professional speaker isn't going to do pages for nothing. It's going to cost big money
oh, yeah.
to
yeah.
put
oh,
a book
yeah.
on an audio.
Yeah, yeah, but children's
you know?
Books, but, you know, some, but some are, you know, if they're children's books, it doesn't take that long. So
no,
yes,
that's
a lot
true.
Of our audience is a children's book audience.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I like, if you can just imagine, like, I've got a 400-page
no, that's different. But children's book is different because it really,
yeah.
it, you know, some of them go very fast. You know, because if they have a lot of illustrations, so, you know.
Right.
So that would be an odd thing. But, all right, so we'll keep, you know, you'll keep telling us all the things you're doing. And Virginia and I keep coming up with new things. Virginia's doing a lot of it. I you know, I'm an agent. I do other things. And I'm not an editor like Virginia, so I don't say that I am. But I think everybody needs editing. We know this. So we can offer people services at, because we're very cautious about price.
Right,
because
right.
we're in the market, all of us here,
yeah.
and we know this. And I see it all the time with people come to me when they've already spent a fortune, and they don't
yeah.
get what they wanted. So I think that that's...
And you don't know, have to spend a fortune.
No, I don't think so either. We none of us do. So that's
no,
a good
know.
Thing. So, all right, so I, you know, I think this is a good thing, so I'm going to be playing with my appy. See what I did wrong. See what I did and what I didn't do and what I need, you know. So
well, you know,
you.
Marcia, you made a good point there. Maybe that's something I should be making up as a list of, you know,
yeah.
what do you want included in your app? But then the author doesn't really even know sometimes, you know, like,
well,
what do I put on my app? And,
right.
and for me to say something, I don't know because it's so preference, right? It's subjective. It's like
well,
somebody's
so
writing,
you
right?
You write a list
well,
and they could go like a checklist maybe because, you know what?
Yeah,
not,
I like,
you know,
I just
yeah.
say I like the checklist idea because I felt
yeah.
bad because poor Joanne got like, you know, emails back and forth from going, well, no,
yeah.
it's not exactly what I was thinking yet. Wait, no, wait.
Yeah.
Let's just see.
Okay, and see what
you
I
know, and that's cool.
I
appreciated that, Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, anytime
okay.
somebody communicates back and forth,
yep.
I would
yep.
sooner be there and give the – I want to give the person, my client, 100% satisfaction. So,
yeah.
you know, if they walk away and they're thinking, oh, gosh, you know, like – that description wasn't exactly the description I wanted for my app.
Yeah.
By all means, like, throw me the other description.
Right.
I'll change it for nothing. Because I your happiness means way more than
right.
that.
So
you know,
I think
like,
that this is, right, this is why it's a good thing to have you on, because we both, Virginia and I, did it at the same time, and we're just, you know, and that's
we're
right.
We're learning.
Because, but, right, and, you know, I'm thinking of things, and, I, you know, it's just, I think this is just a learn as you go. This is all the things that you're,
yeah.
you know, you're saying, you know, you weren't trained. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if you had 20 years of training. This is all new for everybody. This is not
everyone.
You know, it's just like something you didn't learn in school if you went 5 years ago. Even you know what I mean? 5 years.
No,
ago,
like if you go to
happening.
Google, if you go to Google Android or apps, like for myself, I thought I like what I want to do is I actually want to start creating posts about apps. There's nothing out there. It's so new.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, I've been doing this for like 16 or 17 years. So the truth is, 5 years ago, none of this. And then 10 years ago, self-publishing was not the thing to do. So there's just things that can help people now that really work. You can actually have a career without an agent, even though I am an agent. You can have a career without an agent, a good one, if
yes.
you really want to work at it. But it takes
yes.
a lot of work. But you still can have it. Years ago, you couldn't do anything. There was nothing to really help you. Now there's tons of tools out there that will really help people be successful.
Now I think it's like it's the entrepreneur era for writers.
I think it is right now. I do. I really do. And it wasn't
yeah.
that
yeah.
before. It was really. I know so many writers that just gave up everything. They just gave it up because there was nothing they could do. Now you can get yourself out there. It's work, but you can do it.
Right,
you know,
right.
and so and these things are just aids that help. You know, so that's
exactly.
why. You know, I appreciate you know, Virginia and I appreciate you helping us with this, and I'm hoping that this will work for all of us because I really think we need some new things.
Right.
That are easy.
And like you said, something that's carefree, something we don't have
this
to.
This is what I
like
want.
Like Virginia said, you can sleep and the Google, you know, the web crawlers are still snagging on your material.
Yeah.
You're not having to stay up at your computer all night sending out posts on your
Facebook.
Oh, you
have no idea how many people I see up at 2 in the morning.
I'm not even
doing that anymore. I can't.
I don't because, I mean, I still send out posts, you know, every so often, but only on, like, stuff that I feel like is really, really important. Because if I did it on everything, I'm sure, like, all my friends would, like, defriend me and erase my numbers out of their cell phones and delete my email. And I would be looking at my four walls in my office thinking, where did all my friends go?
I tell you, I was on the phone the other night. It was a few weeks ago. On the phone with somebody that was in Canada, it was actually a couple months ago, and my husband said, well, who are you talking to? I said, I was, you know, talking to one of the girls. And then I realized that my phone did not do Canada. And then I changed it. I changed my phone after a $90 bill.
Can I mention something here for a second? When you're talking about your phone, about talking on the phone and whatnot, it brought up another idea that I need to express for all the listeners out there. When you have, and I'm bringing myself back to the apps again, when you have your app in your phone, what you need to do is you need to actually install or download. It's called a Share It or like some sort of another app that says Share It. And what you can do is you can take your new app and you can distribute it to your entire Gmail contact list in your phone in one click.
Okay. It's called Share It. Share
it, yeah. And one is called Fast Share or something like that.
Okay.
There's different ones, but it actually has in there the Gmail. You can text people your app. You can
when
send
is your
it
show
by.
On? When is your show? You should say that before we get off. When is your show on about the Appy?
My Appy
show.
Hour publishing show.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I'm not even going to do a show yet.
Okay.
It's going to come up in April.
Okay. Let us know.
I will do that. Yeah. But, you know, that Share It thing is really, really cool because you can get, like, in one click, I can send it, like, to, I've got 6,000 people on my Gmail contact list. In one click, I can send out my app to 6,000 people.
This is good.
Like, you know, that's huge.
That's huge.
Yeah. Okay. That's why we go with you in the app. We'll get
All
right.
Thank
you so much.
It's been great having you again.
Yes, it was really great.
Oh, you're
welcome. Thank you so much.
And anyone that has any questions or would like any help, please visit me, Joanne Vandermeulen. That's JOANNE, Vandermeulen. You can go to Appy Hour Publishing. That's APPYOUR Publishing or Premium Promotions with an S.BIZ.
There you go.
Yes.
You're prepared. All right. Take it easy. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you very much for having me, both Marcia and Virginia.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
there we go.
Yeah.
Well, now we got it. Now we got it.
It's like our hour and a half show this time. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have any shows coming up next week?
Yes, I do. Tuesday night, I have a show with the guys from World Castle, and Kathy Barton is my co-host on that. And, it's the guys that... Right for World Castle. I had a lot of the girls on, so there's some guys, and they're coming back from their trip, and we're going to see about Barnes & Noble, what happened on their Texas trip, because they had a big book signing. And that is at 8 o'clock Central, 9 Eastern on Tuesday night.
All right, and then Wednesday is the monthly Family Matters show, which is at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, and 3 Pacific.
And Fran has some shows in May, April and May, too, Fran Lewis.
Yeah.
Focus on discussion. So those will be out on World of Ink. They are already.
Yeah,
she's planned up till June.
I know. And we will have a Stories for Children show in April, the second Monday in April, and I'm working on some other shows for April. I've been so sick. I've just been kind of, like I said,
but
off
before
the grid.
We go, why don't you tell them to go on the website that you just are
Yes, our new website. We have the it's worldofinknetwork.com. So all one word, worldofinknetwork.com. And what's really cool about the website is, since Marcia and I are partners, of course, here at the World of Ink, it has all the information about us, the other hosts, so Fran Lewis, Keisha Burcham, Irene Roth,
you know, our information there. We have the services that, Marcia's actually working on some services, so we'll get hers up, but services
right.
that
for
I offer.
For screenplays.
Yeah, for screenplays. So once we get all that information, I'll get that up. But we have, the fact that Marcia and I are you know, open to doing coaching for authors, who need to just, like, talk, spend an hour just asking us the questions and and helping
like
to put
that,
their plans together. You can contact us for that. Editing services. We have some online workshops that are coming up in April and May that Irene Roth and myself will be offering that people can sign up for. And then on top of all of that, and of course the World of Ink tours and the book trailers and our show page, there's in the tabs you can just go to worldofinknetwork.com, hit the tab, and it can take you straight to our Blog Talk Radio shows, or you can hit the Michigan Avenue Media tab, and it'll take you to Marcia's company website and all of her stuff, or you can hit
I'm taking some things off, and I'm putting things on again. I'm changing a lot of things.
But it's nice because it has us connected, and it also has and it has a tab to the Stories for Children company site as well. So you can just go to worldofinknetwork.com. And it basically is, it's our website that is combined with all of everything Marcia
everything.
And I do.
Yeah. You can always call either of us or email us. Listen, we know. We do this. We have question after question. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Well, have a good weekend. I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Your kids are off next week, right?
No, my kids already did spring break. No, they're going to only get they're only going to get a 4-day weekend for Easter break, and that's about it. But I'm hoping I get better, and just to update on my sister, those who were here at the beginning of the show, the baby is on its way. She's having a girl. You know that.
Girl. She knows already. Okay.
Yeah, so the baby's on her way, so I'll be an aunt by the end of tonight, and that'll be exciting.
It's very exciting. All right, take care. Feel good.
All right, you too, Martha.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.